Tremendous missionaries, tremendous mission field, and we honor you and amen the burden that the Lord, the vision that the Lord has given you to build a church there in Haiti. Tremendous missionaries, and we thank God on behalf of Global Missions for your giving and your praying and your going. Can we say amen? Amen, amen. On your way out today, there is a number of things that is in the vestibule that is available for you. The Lord laid it on my heart several years ago to write our very first book on the anointing of the Lord, and that is available for you on the outside in the vestibule. And if we run out of them, I promise you I'll ship them to you. We'll ship them to you. You want to get a hold of that, especially if you're an aspiring minister. I don't think that I am an incredible individual in my myself, but the Holy Ghost put on my heart to write this book, amen, and it will be a blessing to you, I pray, in the name of Jesus. There's a number of things out there, amen. A company, as an example, heard about us building the Bible school in Bangladesh, and even though they are Muslim-owned, they said, we want to be a part of that, so they donated all that tea out there, amen, as a fundraiser, amen. You want to get all of that in the name of Jesus. Can we say amen? John chapter 4, verse 35, and I hasten to the word of the Lord. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Can we say amen? Amen. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Genesis chapter 8, verse number 20 through 22, the word of the Lord says in Jesus' name, Genesis chapter number 8, verse number 20 through 22, the Bible says, and Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. Verse number 22, and I really want you to focus on this today. I believe that God would have us to as well. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. There are two incredibly important things that we read from the book of Genesis chapter 8. One is, and Noah built an altar unto the Lord. And the Bible says, and that while the earth remains, there's something called seed time and harvest. There's seasons in the kingdom of God. And I know you're standing, but I would invite you today quickly to jump with me to the New Testament, book of Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 17 through 20. The word of the Lord says in Hebrews chapter number 6, verse 17 through 20, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, the unchangeability of his plan, his design, his amen heartbeat, his vision, his promises, you can say, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor. Everybody say anchor. of the soul both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. I'd like to draw your attention one more time, amen, back to verse number 17, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. Would you lift your hands to the Lord today and let's ask him in the name of Jesus to anoint our ears and our lips in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus Almighty, we praise you and we magnify you. God, in the name of Jesus, by the authority of your word and the power of the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord Jesus, for an unction from heaven in the name of Jesus. Anoint our minds in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint our tongue in the name of Jesus. Quicken our hearts with the Holy Ghost, and we will give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Now, Lord Jesus, I am asking for a measure of faith that we might allow you access to our minds and our spirit in the name of Jesus Christ to stretch us to the point where we can believe, Lord Jesus, that you can do anything in our midst. And the church says, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. Today, in the name of Jesus, and throughout the last few days in preparation for the word of the Lord, there has been a resounding theme that the Lord has been speaking to me about, and that is simply this: the Lord and the law of the harvest. You and I have got to understand that in the kingdom of God, there are seasons of seed time and certainly seasons of harvest. Can we say amen? I would to God that we could understand all the ways of God, but the word of God says that the ways of God are perfect, and he's perfect in all of his ways. He is glorious in all of his majesty, power, and dominion. He is the omnipotent, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-caring God. Can we say amen? But I, in 2017, if I could be honest with you here this afternoon, the more that we walk with God, the more that I pray to God, the more that we are filled with God's Spirit and we are filled with God's Word, the more I realize that I truly don't know him. Amen. Oh, I know you're getting nervous. Amen. But we know him in his doctrine. We could explain, and you could explain, the hermeneutics and the apologetics of the divinity of Jesus Christ. But the more I live for God, the more I understand that I don't know everything about God. Can we say amen? I've learned, amen, in ministering to the people of Bangladesh and wherever God takes us, amen, that if you want to talk about the grace of God, I don't know fully and you don't know fully. I apologize if your intellect is offended, but the more I love him, the more I realize that I did not know him as I know him today. Can we say amen? Amen. He is, amen, continually. We understand the essence of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. But in our mind and in our eyes, and personally, we experience through whatever need or whatever valley that we may walk through or mountaintop that He may carry us to, we realize if we're honest with ourselves, and we're honest with God. God, I thought I knew you, but I realize that because of your goodness to me this day, I didn't know you quite as much as I thought I did yesterday. Oh, hallelujah. Can we say amen? Amen, 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 amen. The grace of God, the power of God is beyond our finite understanding. Amen. And the kingdom of God is bigger and is greater than what you and I can know or experience, whether it is Dhaka, Bangladesh, or it is Lakeland, Florida. The kingdom of God is beyond our understanding in its totality. But I don't know about you, brother and sister. I'm so thankful to be in the kingdom of God. I don't know everything about him, Pastor McGuire, but I know him as the Lord of my life. And because he is the Lord of my life and the Savior of my soul, I can rest assured in my inability of knowing him in his totality. I can rest assured in all of this that he is still God, and he is still good, and he is still the Lord of my life. Can we say amen? I'm not going to apologize for the word of God, but I feel in the Holy Ghost that the Lord has laid something deep on my heart for you this afternoon, and it is simply this. Having said all of that, we have got to understand in the kingdom of God and in your personal walk with God that there is not going to be there's not going to be always a continual mountaintop experience with God. Can we say amen? Phenomenal lesson that Brother Sonia preached. I may be butchering your name, brother. Amen. Tremendous message on Psalms 23 that says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there is no promise in the kingdom of God that you will not suffer adversity. There is no promise in the word of God that you will never come to a conundrum type position in life where you proverbially scratch your head sitting on the sidelines of life wondering what in the world went wrong. There is no promise of that. But what we must understand in the kingdom of God is, amen, in your lowest moment, amen, if you are in the valley, amen, you got to shake yourself and say, baby, don't count me out. This is only a season. Hallelujah. I'm only in a position. This is a season in my walk with God. Can we say amen? I don't know who you are and what you've been going through, but the Lord spoke to me about 30 minutes ago and said, tell somebody that they're only in a season. Amen. This too shall pass in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're going to come through the other side blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I want you to say right now, it's only a season. Come on, in the house of the Lord, this is only a season. Amen. Doctor gave you a report, said you got cancer. You can look that report in the eye, and I feel the Holy Ghost in the house of the Lord. And you can stand your ground and say it's only a season. It's only a season. I'm going to get through this in the glorious name of Jesus Christ. Somebody in their spirit needs to just kind of shake themselves and say, I'm only in a season. What I thought was my permanent address, what I thought was my cross to bear, what I thought was my pain, what I thought was my mental anguish, what I thought was whatever, amen, whatever you may be going through, what you thought was your permanency, God wants you to know this morning or this afternoon, amen, there was a reason why he started with a tabernacle that could be moved. It's because that wasn't their resting place, and neither is your situation yours. In the name of Jesus, you're going to rise up in Jesus' name. You've got to shake yourself and say, no matter what it is, this too shall pass. Hallelujah. Can we say amen in the house of the Lord? Amen, amen, amen. This is my season. This is my season. Maybe it's seed time. Maybe I'm in the harvest phase of my life. But it's only a season. Can we say amen? Amen, amen, amen. I wonder if I could just get a little bit more monitor, if you would, for my own self. Amen, 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 amen. I shared this with Pastor McGuire and Sister McGuire, tremendous friends of ours. And when, honestly, I'm not saying this to humor you today, but when we think about Florida, we think of Lakeland, Florida. Can we say amen? I'm not kidding. And for everybody else from every other city in Florida watching online, God bless you. But I mean what I said. Amen. We think of Lakeland, Florida. Why? Because there's a kindred spirit between us. We know what that spirit is. It's the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. But in Bangladesh and around the world, we have seen God do tremendous miracles, signs, and wonders. And man, if we talked about everything that we have seen God do, and when I say we've seen God do, you've got to understand that in no form or one iota whatsoever do I ever think that the Corbins did anything great for God. Amen. Because we're nothing but dung. Amen. Amen. If you want to say that, amen. Can I just be real today in the name of Jesus? We're just vessels that God uses. Can we say amen? So, amen, he's just looking. He is looking for a partnership on earth that will partner in faith with heaven. And as soon as he finds it, amen, he'll begin to demonstrate his glory in a marvelous way. Can we say amen? Amen, amen, amen. We've seen God do tremendous miracles. One comes to my mind. Several come to my mind that I'll share with you in the next few moments. But amen, one of them was our pastor in the capital city. He had a tumor the size of a golf ball that was in his inner arm here on his left side. He went to ladies' conference. Of all places, men, can we say amen? Amen, and we love our ladies. And by the way, amen, I cannot explain this. And if this offends you, you can repent later. Can we say amen? Amen, amen, amen. I know it sounds cocky, amen, but we don't have time to fool around with male chauvinism in the kingdom of God. Hello? God used Deborah, Ruth, and other people. Esther, amen, was used by the hand of God in a mighty way. And we have seen in Bangladesh some of our women preach circles around our men. You don't know it, but one of those pictures that you saw when I was talking about building a church in Bangladesh, amen, amen, and one of those pictures, amen, what you don't know is that was one of those churches that was being dedicated to the Lord where a sister was running a 200-strong Sunday school program, and in that service, 67 received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But Brother Peter had a tumor the size of a golf ball that was bulging out of the inner part of his arm here. And in ladies' conference, as we were worshiping the Lord, and I don't know about you, maybe I'm just rude, crude, and whatever, amen, but I just believe that if you're going to worship God, don't waste a worship slot. Can we say amen? Give it all you got in the name of Jesus Christ. If it's the hokey pokey for Jesus or the Macarena in the Holy Ghost. Now don't start doing that. Can we say this? I think you understand, amen, what I'm saying. Amen. He's not, I know, next time we show up for church, we don't want to have a boot scooting boogie class. Can we say amen? Amen, amen. But we just believe that worship gets the attention of God. And you could be going through the throes of life. You could be going through sickness and disease. But when you come into the presence of Almighty God, honey, He'll change your circumstance. He'll shift you in worship from one season to the next. Can we say amen? Pastor's dancing and we're worshiping God and shouting and speaking in tongues and praising God, and women are getting the Holy Ghost and men are being filled with the Holy Ghost and ladies' conference, and all of a sudden he realizes there's something different about my arm. He reaches over his hand and the tumor that was the size of a golf ball is totally gone in the name of Jesus. Can I tell you? I can tell you today, whatever you're going through is just a season. Can we say amen? Amen, amen. God do tremendous things. Amen, a couple. Amen, we would go to an Indian restaurant. I believe there'll be Indian food in heaven. Amen. Somebody said, well, that will be hell for the chef. And I don't mean that as a slang. Amen. Amen. I hope you don't get offended by that. I didn't mean it as a slang word. Amen. Amen. It would be another place, let's just say it, for the chef then. But I believe, amen, I hope. Amen. And we went into an Indian restaurant. Amen. It was nighttime. We were just going in for masala tea. Amen. What you go to Starbucks and order chai latte, what you're really saying is TT when you say it. I want a chai tea latte. You're saying TT latte. Amen. Amen. That's what it really means. Amen. And so we go into this Indian restaurant to have masala cha or tea. And I look over and I'm thinking, how dare these men be sitting at our favorite table? Y'all can be spiritual if you want, but you are carnal too. Amen. Because it was on the 18th floor, and it was a corner glass, amen, wall. But you could see the city for miles, and I'm thinking, that's our table. And the Lord just caused me to watch them, and I noticed that they were praying. And so I walked up to them, and I introduced ourselves, amen, and we invited them to an international, amen, prayer, Bible study, church service, whatever you want to call it. It was a Bible study at that time. But amen, so they came. And they were from Sri Lanka. Brother Hernandez mentioned Sri Lanka to me in the beginning of service or during the break. Amen. They were from Sri Lanka. And one of the men came to the Bible study. Amen. And he's sitting in the room that is our prayer room. Can we say amen? You're going to be a soul winner. Sometimes you got to ambush people. Can we say amen? Invite them to have tea or coffee in the room where you speak in tongues, amen, and pray in the Holy Ghost and read the Bible, amen. One woman was struck with liver cancer, I think it is, or pancreas or kidney cancer, and she was, amen, it was bad news for her, and it was critical as far as we understand, amen. But she came into that room and she would say, James, I don't understand what it is about being in your house, but I feel something that I've never felt before. Well, we can fill in the gaps. We laid hands on her. Her name was Rima Khan, amen. Rima Khan, that was destined to die of cancer, amen, would come in that room every week or so. And she would sit there and say, I don't know what it is in this place, but I feel something. She was healed of cancer in the name of Jesus. She's alive and well today. Can we say amen? Somebody needs to say, it's only a season. Amen, 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 amen. And so, amen, I looked at the Sri Lankan men, invited them to the Bible study. They came, and one of them, he stood up and he said, "Pastor, we're from Sri Lanka, obviously, but my wife and I have been married for so many years. And the doctor said it is impossible for us to have a child." Amen. And before I could catch myself, I heard words coming out of my mouth. And sometimes you've got to stop your intellect if you want to see miracles. Because our intellect says, if I take this, or if I have that, or if I do this, I'll be better. Amen. But whatever happened to Lord, I believe that you are a miracle working God. This is a season for the moment, but I'm coming out of this in Jesus' name, healed, made whole, renewed. And Lord Jesus, you're going to pay back whatever I lost. Can we say amen? So next thing I know, Pastor, I'm saying this. This is what I hear coming out of my mouth. I hear the Lord speaking through me saying, go back to Sri Lanka. Your wife is going to get pregnant. He goes back. Amen. A month or so later, he contacts me. He says, Pastor Corbin, you would never guess, along this lines. And I'm thinking, I know a good God. Can we say amen? I knew what God would do because he said it. And God will never lie. Amen. That's what the word teaches us. He'll never lie. You didn't by this church on this road, amen, with the fallacy, amen, of God in mind, because he is not filled with fallacy. He cannot lie. He put you here on this road. He put you in this sanctuary miraculously to prepare the basket for a mighty harvest in Lakeland. And I'm going to go ahead and prophesy to you in the name of Jesus that you are about to experience the greatest revival that this church has ever experienced. But you don't understand, Brother Corbin. I don't need to understand. All I know is you've been in a season, but the Holy Ghost wants you to know that you've finished with that season, and it's now time to move to the next season of harvest. See, sometimes you gotta shift mind gears. That's the only way. That's just simple-mindedness for me. Amen. I'm from a little town called Goshen, California. We all don't surf, and we all don't have blonde-haired and beautiful tans. Can't we say amen? Some of us don't have hair at all, almost. Amen. Amen, amen. But from that little town, I learned, amen, seeing the glory of God come into every service. I learned what it was to see the glory cloud of God, literally see his presence with your own eyes, and people get up out of wheelchairs and leave canes at the altar. Amen. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Mama, if you were sick, amen, that was, man, I'm sorry for all you kids today. Amen. Amen. If you were sick in our household, Mama said, get over it, boy. You'll be just as sick in the house of God or healed in the house of God. We're going to church in Jesus' name. We were snotting, boo-hooing, and fevering and everything else. And I know how contagious disease is. But what would happen, I wonder, if we would just set a mindset and a precedent in our homes and families that Jesus is more than able to heal the sick, raise the dead, cause the lame to walk, and the blind to see. He'd show up. In the name of Jesus. So I remember he emailed me, said, Pastor, you'll never guess what happened. And I said, in my mind, I said, I guessed it. In the name of Jesus, he said, my wife's pregnant. Amen. They had that first child, a little girl, Victoria Rose, they named her. And then soon after came the little boy. Amen. Because why am I saying this? I want you to know that God, amen, had them in a season, amen, where the doctor said, your womb is shut up. There's nothing that can come out of your womb. You're not going to have a child. We've had 7 or 8 couples come to that capital city church. I don't know why, amen, but God chose to begin to operate in Bangladesh. Bangladesh in the miraculous, according to what we have seen him do through opening women's wombs, amen, and then through reproduction, amen. Amen. There are children in the, alive today because, amen, God said, I want you to know this isn't your final place. It isn't where I destined you to stay. I've got a miracle for you, and you've got to rise up in the name of Jesus and shake yourself and say, baby, it's only a season. I'm coming up out of this, and I shall see the glory of the Lord. Can we say amen? Amen, 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 amen. I'm way off my notes, but I feel this in the Holy Ghost. Amen, 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 amen. A little boy, amen, amen. We haven't been here in 10 years, but this just happened eight or 10 years. I think it's been since we've been here. Amen, but this just happened about 3-4 years ago. Into the Capital City Church came the most unruly child that I've ever laid eyes on. Come on, you elders, can you say amen? You know, I know we have these cute little sayings, the church is open for everyone. But if you've been seasoned in the faith and you've got a little bit of maturity, not oldness on you, can we say amen? Maturity. You know, I realize at 48, 60 don't look that bad. Amen. You know what's really offensive now? People saying, elder. Pastors are saying, elder. And I'm thinking, who are you talking about? I thought I was just 17. Amen. I know I don't look it, but I feel it. Amen. Not really. Amen. But this little boy was the wildest thing I'd ever laid eyes on. He was James Corbin personified. That's me. And I'm looking at this guy, this little boy. He is just all over the place for the first time I see him. And there I am in my holy righteousness, really self-righteousness. And I'm saying in my mind, Lord, if the parents only knew this is the house of God, they'd control that child. Y'all been there, haven't you? Don't you act like you ain't got no crayon marks on the wall. Don't even go there, amen? And so I'm thinking to myself, God, if they only knew. And I'm telling you what, you talk about a rod and a staff. I got slapped by both. And the Holy Ghost, I'm not kidding you, and I feel that we're still in the Holy Ghost right now. The Holy Ghost, man, slapped me backwards, and I'm standing there, and the Lord says, don't you ever... Matter of fact, he said this. He said, get your hands off of him. I didn't have my hands on him. I wasn't touching the little boy. And the Lord said, boy, you better shut your mouth. He said, if these walls get destroyed and ruined, who cares? That's what paint's for. Now, don't go crazy. Can we say amen? Sorry, Pastor, amen. I know y'all getting nervous sitting over there, amen. Where's Brother Corbin taking this ark, amen? Amen, amen. No, no, you might be a disclaimer go up on the screen, amen, in just a moment, amen. I know we need to be respectful to the house of God. But what I didn't understand is they were going through a season greater than I could ever fathom. And that little boy is wild and crazy, and the Lord says, you better shut your mouth, boy. He's talking to me. Talking to the preacher, talking to the quote-unquote anointed one. And I'm saying that facetiously, but the Lord just slaps me backwards and says, shut your mouth. You let me do what I want to do. And if that boy rolls all night long while you're preaching, you just get over it and keep going. Can we say amen? And the mother comes to me after service, and she's almost in tears. She's so apologetic. And she said, Pastor, she said, I'm so sorry for the way my son acted in the house of God. He would shout out. He would scream undiscernible words and so on. And she said, but you don't understand, Pastor. I'm apologizing for my son. He was only 2 years old at that time. But she said this, but what you don't don't understand, Pastor, is my son was born deaf and he was born dumb. He cannot hear and he cannot speak. And the puzzle pieces fit together where God's taking us somewhere right now. And I looked at her and I said, sis, in the name of Jesus, you bring that baby every service. It doesn't matter what he says or what he does or how he rolls or how uncontrolled he may act. Bring him to the house of God. Listen, don't check out just yet. She would bring him to the house of God. Man, I'm going to be honest with you. It was a struggle sometimes to remain focused and preach with all of the outbursts. But I watched that little baby boy, and I'm not being disrespectful, but I would sit down in the chair after preaching, and he'd walk up to me, and he'd lay his hands on my head. He couldn't hear, and he couldn't speak, but his eyes worked just fine. And the Holy Ghost filled that he felt, amen, feeling that he felt was genuine and real. He'd lay his hands on my head and words, amen, that were undiscernible because he couldn't hear and he couldn't speak, would be, he just mumble things, and I would tell him, slap it on me, cowboy, pray for me in the name of Jesus. He couldn't hear me, but he could understand what was going on. But about 2 or 3 years ago, on one Sunday, would you say with me right now, it's only a phase. He came into the house of God with mama. Amen. Daddy wouldn't always come, but mama knew where the source of power was. It was in the name of Jesus. She brought her beautiful baby boy, which was now the hero of the church. Amen. Our mascot, if you could say that, to the house of God. Amen. And on Sunday night, amen, we had prayed many times for this young boy, but on Sunday night, toward the close of the service, the Lord said, call him up with his mama and have him stand in front of the pulpit. And he said, when he does, put your fingers in his ears and command his ears to open and his tongue to loose. Can we say amen? It's only a phase. This is just my temporary season. So he came with his mama. And I remember the ministry gathering around him and the clear voice of God as he said, you put your fingers in his ears and you command his ears to open and his tongue to be loose, because tonight I'm going to open his ears and loose his tongue. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Amen, amen. He stood there, and Sister Corbin can tell you, everyone in the building felt what I felt. Amen. It's a 4.5 story building made out of concrete. Amen. And Irma wasn't bearing down. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. But he stood there, and I remember putting my fingers in his ears, and it was simple. It was in the name of Jesus, I command these ears to open and this tongue to be loose. And the next thing I know, it was like the building was literally rocking with the Holy Ghost earthquake. Amen. The power of God hit that place. God popped his ears open and loosed his tongue. Can I tell you, in the name of Jesus, it's only a phase. I ain't got him figured out yet. I don't have to figure him out yet. All I know is God is good, and this too shall pass. I'm not going to let loose of God. I'm going to hold on to the end. Can we say amen? That little boy, a week later, we were in his house, an imperfect bungla. No speech impediment, no speaking coach needed. He would point to pictures of Jesus on the wall, and he would say in perfect, pristine Bangla, that's my Jesus, that's my Jesus, that's my Jesus. See, I've come to tell somebody, and this is out of my notes, amen, but God wants you to know something tonight, what you thought was a permanent place, you were going to die with this. This was just the way it had to be. God wants you to know today, it's not the way it has to be. And you're in a season. And he's going to carry you through that and get you all the way through the other side. Can we say amen? I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Somebody, you're discounting with God right now. You're in a discourse with God in your mind. And you're saying to God, but you know, okay, God, that sounds good for over there because they don't have good doctors and all that. I'm here to tell you, I rebuke that thought in the name of Jesus Christ. The devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. And amen, it is time for us in Lakeland, Florida, to arise in the Holy Ghost and say, in the name of Jesus, I've been through that season. But I'm coming out of it in Jesus' name. I'm coming through to the other side. What you talking about, cancer in my body? The devil is a liar. I'm going to be healed in Jesus' name. I promise you this was not the direction that I had in my mind to take. But I want you to know, and God wants you to know, this too shall pass. This is only your season. And some of you in just a few moments, you're going to cross the threshold of sickness and affliction to now health and healed and well and blessed. You were blessed when you were sick, amen. Because if you weren't, you'd be 6 foot under, but it kept you. Can we say amen? Amen, amen. I'm going to close in a few moments, but I feel the Holy Ghost moving. Amen. What you didn't see in that video was a year that what I just mentioned. Amen. Over 3,000 receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. But what I didn't tell you was in that crusade, I believe it was last year, we saw over 1,500 people raise their hands and say, God healed my body tonight. I think God's trying to tell us something. In these last days, God's trying to tell us something. I don't think he's going to fizzle out. I think he's going to come back with a bang. And he's going to show his glory like never before. Amen. Can we say amen? There are needs. We stand before you. Right now we need $5,000 for a crusade that's going to happen in November, Thanksgiving weekend. God's going to move in a tremendous way. If God speaks on your heart, praise God, we need your help. Amen, amen. We're speaking by faith. But can I tell you, we haven't come for your money. I've come to tell you the Lord sent us to tell you that whatever you've gone through as a church and as an individual, you have got to make up your mind that it was only a phase. It was only a season. But wait a minute, Pastor. Wait a minute, missionary. God's the one that's got to tell me that. He already did. What are you talking about? Amen. He says, I would above all things that you would prosper even as your soul prospers. And I don't think he's just talking about money. Can we say amen? Amen, amen, amen. And there is one thing, and I would be remiss not to say this before we close. Don't run out on God, because the Holy Ghost is about to move in this place. And somebody's going to leave here healed of whatever tumors or cancer that is in your body. Because you've been thinking and believing, this is just the way it's got to be. I've got to die in pain. But the Bible says that Moses, when he died, his eyes were not dim. Hello? This is a Pentecostal church, right? Got the right address. Just was checking for a moment. Because we've believed the mindset of the world that says cancer is too big. That's the way it has to be. And I'll close with this. I've seen God do miracles, signs, and wonders, and so have you. I thank God for it. Raise the dead. We've seen God do it. There are people alive today, young man that's 24 or so years old, that died. But God raised him back from the grave. Can we say amen? Now, I'm not talking to you about secondhand smoke. I'm talking to you about what I've seen God do. Miracle signs and wonders. Two times my wife was stricken with tumors. And the doctor said, in Bangladesh, this is bad. Follicular cells on the thyroid and the tumors and swollen neck and all of this. And it doesn't look good. And tumors, gonna be real, just tumors in her chest and so on. And it looks bad, multiple tumors. And it's in those moments, Pastor, as I close in just a few moments here, it's in those moments where we're standing in a doctor's office that is cold and it's not too much nice about a doctor's office, amen, when you're in that situation, amen. Amen, amen. And the bathroom may smell like flowers and everything else because all those little machines that spray out the spray. But man, you ain't thinking about none of that when you're going through that. And I remember standing two times in a doctor's office. One time in particular, they said it could be breast cancer. And I remember standing before God and saying, God, we're not mad at you. We just believe that if you could raise the dead and cause the lame to walk in Bangladesh, you're going to take care of this. It's only a phase. I'm getting through it. Doctor did the reports. They said a few weeks later, they said, there's absolutely no cancer in your body. I'll just be James Corbin right now. I don't give a flying monkey's tail about what anybody says about an outward expression of worship in public. Really? I mean, I don't know how happy you'll be about this. You got Miami Dolphins, Marlins and all this other. I mean, we go crazy over stuff that don't matter a hill of beans to eternity. But when it comes to God, the world looks at us like crazy people. I say, I don't give a flying monkey's tail about all that stuff. I'm going to worship God right here. Amen, amen. Threw up my hands. They said, there's no cancer. Threw up my hands. I'm worshiping and praising God. Amen. I don't care what my doctor says. Who cares? Amen. He works for us. Can we say amen? And if you don't think so, go to him and pay him $40,000+. Can we say amen? And I'm closing. I know I've said that about 85,000 times. But this year, and I am closing for real. You'll stand. I'll really close. And we're going to pray. Don't leave if you would, because God's about to move. This year, I shared this with Pastor McGuire and Sister McGuire. For 7-8 years, I had a chronic back pain and disorder where my back would go out and I would walk sideways for a week, 2 weeks at a time. Excruciating pain. I'd take a leave, pray in the name of Jesus, and get over it. High threshold for pain. And this year, in the beginning of the year, we had just flown back to the United States of America. We were here for a missions conference, preached around, flew back to Bangladesh, seeing God do tremendous work. Was there 1 week, was packing our bags. I was headed to Sri Lanka, of all places. Picked up a large 5-gallon water bottle to put it up on a cooler. And when I did, I heard and felt my back. And immediately, I was in excruciating pain. Got on the plane, though, that day, flew to Colombo, Sri Lanka, and from the this is no joke, folks. From the airport to the hotel on the expressway, a deer ran across the road. With car hit the deer. Now my back is jolted back. I'm already in severe pain. The deer goes under the car. Car's busted up. Finally make it to the hotel. Just an excruciating pain. I'm thinking, this too shall pass. You know, believe in Jesus. This is real, folks. This is how we are. And I'm taking Tylenol, leave, whatever I can. It's going to pass, Jesus. It's going to be all right. And it was. But it just increasingly got worse. Finally, could barely walk onto the plane to fly back to Bangladesh. The day I arrived, both of my muscles in the back of my leg, hamstrings, they seized on me. And I began to tremble and shake in pain with back spasms. And I was flat on my back for 2 weeks. Excruciating pain. I would wake up screaming and shaking in pain. And And I'm not Tony Atlas or whatever, but I'm also not a wimp when it comes to pain. And I'm shaking in pain. My wife, she had surgery for that thyroid that was non-cancerous. Can we say amen? They did the test, but they had given her Vicodin for the pain years ago. She held on to them. And I know if it's expired medicine, don't take it. But man, when you're in that kind of a situation, man, if they tell you drink 5 gallons of castor oil, you'll say, bring it on in Jesus' name. Of course, the end situation would not be good. Goshen, California, just say that. I will not say this too shall pass. We're having fun in the house of God, but God's about to do something. So I'm laying there, I'm screaming in pain. I'm taking Vicodin, I'm taking anything I can, and I'm not a medicine taker. I'm just such bad shape. She said, I'm going to take you to the doctor, right? I'm going to take you to the hospital. I'm going to call an ambulance. And I'm like, have you seen the ambulances in Bangladesh? If your sickness don't kill you, the drive will. I couldn't even stand. I couldn't sit to eat at the dining room table. And for someone that's 200 and none of your business pounds, that's incredibly important. I shared with Pastor, don't waste an eating slot, amen, on funky food. I couldn't even eat at the table. I lost 10, 15 pounds. Excruciating pain. My wife's threatening me every day. I'm taking you to the doctor. We're going in. Finally, 2 weeks after, I said, I got to go. They did an MRI. And after the MRI, when we walk into the office and the doctor says, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is the worst. And let me tell you, I've got a question for you. Where do I start with you? Because you're the worst. He said, you get on a plane right now and you fly to America. I could not feel my feet. They were numb. I could barely walk. And it was in those moments where I wasn't mad at God. I don't believe some people say, well, you can be mad at God. It's all right. For me, it was not all right. I wasn't going to be mad at God. This is whatever. This is life. And I said to God, I don't understand why this is happening to me. I'm not mad at you, but I want you to help me to know why I'm going through this. And it'll be okay. And I heard the voice of the Lord immediately tell me this. He said, I have a work for you to do that is ahead of you that I need a whole body for. And so 6, 7, 8 years of pain, he was saying, it's going to be fixed right now. Got on a plane, flew to America. Doctor said, there's nothing that can take care of this but immediate surgery. A few days later, they rushed me in. 45 minutes later, they're expecting, you know, this is going to be bad. Not the microscopic kind. Amen. It's going to be a big surgery. Amen. To fix that your situation. Amen. 45 minutes later, it picks up the phone, calls my wife, says it went better than we expected. Come back right now. Amen. Amen. The numbness immediately left my feet. Amen. Amen. I'm still, that nerve is still healing. The pain was gone. But I remember, and I said all of that to tell you this, when we flew into San Francisco Airport, they had to wheel me almost onto the planes. Amen. I'm 6'1½". I've never been in a wheelchair on purpose. Amen. Needing it. And I'm being wheeled in a wheelchair, barely walking with a cane. I can't feel my feet. And the devil walks into that airport and says, hey, what you gonna do, preacher, now? You've talked about all those miracles that you've seen God do. You've talked about all those things that you've seen the Lord do. Now, what you gonna do now, boy? And I said to the devil, and I'm walking to the bathroom. Amen. I know where this happened. Amen. I'm walking to the bathroom, and I stopped, and I said, you done messed up, boy. The first message I preach on my feet is gonna be on the power of the name of Jesus and the healing power of God. I'm standing before you as living proof. It's only a season. I don't know who you are here in this place, but it's only a season. You're going to get through this in the name of Jesus. I wonder right now, amen, if you're here in this place and you've been battling something beyond your abilities to understand. I wonder if you just courageously step out of your pew or where you're standing and find your way to this altar. Any step that you take in the name of Jesus, say, this too shall pass in Jesus' name. Come on, all over the house. If you are sick in your body, come on. God's miracle depends on you.